From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how a woman whose husband died in the 9/11 attacks feels about the 9/11 Commission. This is a panel she pushed Congress to establish. First, though.
The focus of this two-day hearing will be the counterterrorism policy of the United States.
In Washington today, the 9/11 Commission began public hearings with testimony from leading officials from both the Bush and Clinton administrations. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is on Capitol Hill covering these hearings. Andrea, what has happened so far in today's testimony? Any bombshells?
Well, not so much any one bombshell, but sort of a narrative that we never really get to see, starting with the beginnings of the Clinton administration, the first indications that Osama bin Laden was a financier of terrorist organizations back in 1995, through their diplomatic attempts in 96, 97, the years following, to try and get countries in the region, Sudan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, to grab Osama bin Laden and get him to the United States. All kinds of sort of law enforcement operations that they intended, they used at the time to try and get Osama bin Laden. Up through into the Bush administration, when you have a significant shift in their policy towards Osama bin Laden from sort of a law enforcement idea to a military problem. And you never really get to see this kind of narrative, at least so soon after the fact. And so that's been really fascinating.
President Clinton's former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, was among the first to testify. What did she have to say?
Well, she said, among other things, that the Clinton administration tried through all kinds of diplomatic means and using the military as somewhat of a stick to try and get the countries in the region to give up, cough up, she said, Osama bin Laden. She also said it was painful to watch, when the Bush administration came in, watch the administration dismantle policies that they had worked on throughout the years. And she intimated that the Bush administration, after 9/11 and after Afghanistan, seemed to take its eye off the ball of al-Qaeda, she says in this cut.
We were not attacked on September 11th by a noun, terrorism. We were attacked by individuals affiliated with al-Qaeda. They are the enemies who killed our fellow citizens and foreigners, and defeating them should be the focus of our policy. If we pursue goals that are unnecessarily broad, such as the elimination not only of threats but also of potential threats, we will stretch ourselves to the breaking point and become more vulnerable, not less, to those truly in a position to harm us.
So here she seems to be referring to Iraq, though she never said it straight out. She seems to be referring to stretching, taking the eye off the ball of al-Qaeda, and seemed to push for keeping that the center, the focus of counterterrorism policy of the United States.
Andrea, also testimony today from Colin Powell, the current Secretary of State. How is what he says different from Madeleine Albright?
Well, in fact, he says that when the Bush administration came in, it was very important for them to build a new counterterrorism policy because, as he says, President Bush said, they were tired of swatting at flies, trying all of these law enforcement ideas to get Osama bin Laden, and said that they developed a new policy, as he says in this cut.
The basic elements of our new strategy, which came together during these early months of the administration, first and foremost, eliminate al-Qaeda. It was no longer to roll it back or reduce its effectiveness. Our goal was to destroy it.
Powell just said moments ago that right up to the date of September 4th, September 5th, they formulated that new policy and were ready to go so that when the attacks came on September 11th, they accelerated all of their ideas and went straight for al-Qaeda.
Who else testifying today?
Today we also have former Defense Secretary William Cohen of the Clinton administration and current Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill. Andrea, thanks very much.
My pleasure.